Unbelievable. Seriously, dude, that girl, she was all over you. I mean, just holy shit. Are you okay? Can you even walk straight? No. Dude, is that the booze or what she did to you? I seriously can't believe that that just happened. Oh my god, you lucky dog, you. Fuck yeah, I'm jealous. Jesus Christ, I wish I had that confidence. See a boy like you and plop down right beside him on the couch? Never mind the girl that he's clearly talking to. And just reach right up his shorts, right up inside his underwear, and snatch him by the cock. No, 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 mister. You slow down. You don't get to run away from me now. You had your chance to protest what was happening. The second you felt her nails graze up your leg, but you, my friend, you just sat there and gaped at her while she did her thing. Like, what? Well, yeah, you were shocked. Clearly. And I'll even give you a pass for doing nothing about it those first few moments. You know, those first few tugs. But come on, dude. We've been together all night. I know how much you've had to drink, and you haven't had much at all. So I'd say, when she got down on her knees in front of you, when she pushed the leg of your shorts all the way up and pulled your cock free for everyone to see, that, my friend, was when you could have snapped to and said something, shock or no shock. But you didn't, did you? You just let her do her thing. Dude, hold on. Just stop. Stop and take a look at me, okay? Look, I get it. That was unexpected to say the least. And maybe you surprised yourself by being so, well, let's just call it compliant. Maybe you're starting to feel a little embarrassed that you let her take advantage of you like that. Right in front of everyone. And right in front of me. And maybe you're feeling a little guilty that you're only starting to feel a little guilty right now. And not so much back when you were holding on to my hip for dear life while she stared you down and gave the tip of your cock a little tease with her tongue ring. But face it, dude, you did what she did, which is nothing at all. You just sat there and let her have her way with that gorgeous fucking cock. Yeah, dude, of course I'm all worked up. I just watched, like, the hottest girl imaginable totally own my best friend in front of a whole crowd of people. That was, fuck, that was hot. And the way you were holding on to me, clutching my waist, clinging to me, hugging me closer and closer and closer. It's too late to worry about that, compadre. Things have totally changed between us. I mean, maybe you were a little too preoccupied to notice, but I was as much a part of that little experience as you were. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. Everywhere we go, people assume we're together. The only time I get any action is when you're out of town or just out of commission or whatever. And same goes for you. We're besties. So, you know, people see us out all the time and they just assume. And I'm pretty sure she thought the exact same thing. Nope. Well, it might have seemed like she was staring you down the whole time she sucked her cock. But tell me that you didn't see her glancing my way again and again with that little smirk of hers. She totally thought we were together. I mean, I... Holy shit, dude. I think I just got cucked. I guess I would have been pissed if we were a couple, but as it is, that might be the hottest thing I've ever been a part of. So yeah, anyway, things have totally changed between us. I'm horny as hell right now, and you, well, you're gonna help me out with that. I mean, it's kind of your fault after all. Aw, don't get all bashful on me now, best buddy of mine. It's more than a little too late to be sheepish. I mean, look, this right here, that's a bit of your cum that went flying and landed on my sleeve. Oh, shut your mouth with the I'm sorries. Here, why don't we, treat ourselves to a pit stop down this alleyway? Why? I'll show you why. Come on. Just, keep it down a little. We don't want to wake anyone up. Okay, here's good. Yeah. Anyone walking by will totally see us if they glance down here. But apparently you're quite comfortable with showing off all of your goods. Given the proper motivation, that is. What am I doing? That's a silly question. I'm dropping to a squat and pushing the legs of your shorts up. And you, my friend, you're going to bunch them up in your fists and hold them up for a while I slide my hand up these. Ew! Up inside these icky, sticky boxers of yours? So I can whip out that dick again. Just like this. Oh my. This bad boy hasn't gone down at all, has it? Tell me, old buddy of mine. Was that the first time a girl ever ruined an orgasm for you? Because that was the first time I've seen it done. And fuck, that was hot. But what was even hotter was the way you were digging your fingers into me with one hand as you felt that orgasm build and build until you were ready to burst. While the other hand, your other hand kind of rose up off the couch for just the briefest second there, once she let go and backed away. I saw you hesitate. And then I saw you put it right back down, palm flat, with your fingers spread and then curling up as your poor cock reached the point of no return and... I mean, what was she gonna do if you had grabbed this guy instead and pumped for all you're worth? She was already walking away by then. You could have beat yourself off. You could have saved it. But here was this girl who dropped out of nowhere right into your lap. The most forward girl you or I are ever likely to meet. Who took the trouble to single you out and then tease your cock with her mouth, all while our friends watched. Who sucked you off and beat you off until you were ready to come in no time at all. And who then decided to ruin it for you. And the good boy that you are, just let it happen. Good boys like you deserve a kiss. And another. And another. Does my good boy want more? I never knew what a sub you are at heart. Did you even know? I mean, from the moment she sat down, your face was just so precious. All that cool veneer just melted away. If it wasn't so sick, If it wasn't so hot. I'd say you looked like you were an absolute wonder. And absolute awe. Blanking that sweet, sweet face as this hot fucking temptress plopped down in your lap. Without a word, because she didn't say a single word. Not to you. And not to me. The entire fucking time. She just reached out her hand. Reached up and in. And she just took what she wanted. This cock. Right here. In my mouth. She just took it out and played with it. For all to see. And played with it. Until you couldn't handle it anymore. Any more sensation? Any more stimulation? Any more motivation? No. And it took like no time at all. And just when you were ready, just when this precious, delicious, cock couldn't take any more. When you couldn't hold it back anymore. Couldn't help but spurt and jizz all over the fucking place. She just let it go. And smirked at you. And walked away. That's it. Oh, baby, you just let that sperm fly free and clear and make all the cute little whimpers you need to make. That's it. That's what I want. Moan and groan and whimper for me. Just like that. Oh, my precious little bestie. That was the hottest part of all. When you buried your face in my shoulder and just cried in front of everyone as you came and came and came. That, my friend, was when everything changed. That was when I knew I was taking you home that instant. So I can do this to you again and again and again. How many more of these do you think you'll manage before we drain you dry, Don't know? I bet you want to find out, though. Come on, then. Drop those legs, get yourself decent. We still have a few blocks to go. Jesus. Look at you shake. And that's just from your boxers brushing that. Oh, so sensitive tip, huh? Just imagine how sensitive it's going to be in a couple hours from now. Oh my god. I can't believe I said we ought to stay in tonight. Thank you for dragging me to that party. All this? This is a game changer. What was that? Does this mean we're going out? Oh, buddy, buddy, buddy of mine, not at all. This just means you're my bitch from now on. But don't worry, you're my bitch with benefits. Now, come on. I have a pussy that needs a mighty good licking. And you? You have a face that needs some sitting on. And a mighty big cock that needs a good slapping around. So, let's go, bestie. My place. Now. Here. I'll race you. Winner gets to know if I paid the girl to do all that.